Things every 13-year-old should know.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Things Every 13-Year-Old Should Know. I'm here with my best friend and co-host, Wilder. Wilder, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today. I woke up a bit late. What about you?
Same. I woke up late. Low-key, like, rolled out of bed. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm super tired. I had a really long day yesterday. I was in Rhode Island for part of spring break, so it was like a 3-hour car drive back home. And then when I got home, I had to get ready for soccer and then go back in the car and go pick up my teammate, and we drove to soccer. But it was really fun, but I'm like very tired.
Yeah, I took a drive. I'm in New Jersey right now, actually, and I'm just up here for the rest of spring break. It's been a while since we had a break.
I know. I don't know about you, but it felt like instead of like a week off, it kind of felt like a long weekend. I feel like we just got out of school and it's like, whoa, Friday. And I'm like, whoa, okay, that was fast. But this is kind of like our last like long break before summer break.
I'm excited for summer break.
Yeah, same.
Let's talk about our guest today. Our guest today is Noah DeClaire, who happens to be one of the best players on one of the best teams in New York City in hockey. So welcome, Noah.
Yay! Hello.
Noah.
How are you guys?
I'm good. How are you? How are you, Noah?
I'm doing great. I'm doing so well. I'm really excited for this. I've been prepping. I've been getting my vocal cords together. I'm really excited. This is
Of course.
Good stuff.
Yeah. This kid doesn't only prep for hockey. He preps for interviews too.
I prep for all of it.
Yes. He preps for everything.
Let's just jump right in. Noah, when did you start playing hockey?
Actually, surprisingly, quite late. My parents, they never wanted to, like, force me into hockey. I kind of discovered hockey myself. I played inline hockey before I started playing ice hockey. So I started playing inline hockey when I was around 6 or 7. And then I started playing ice hockey when I was around 7.5 to 8. And I've just loved it ever since. And I've been really passionate about it. And it's been so fun. And can I tell you the story about how I kind of just got into hockey?
Yes. Yes, please. Yes. Go.
So it was at PSA, the school that we all went to, and I saw this one book, and it was about hockey players, and I was intrigued because I knew my dad watched hockey, and he was Canadian and all of that stuff. So I started reading it, and then there were like all these great players, and I asked my dad, I brought it home, and I said, Dad, do you know any of these players? And he's like, yeah, and then he told me about them, and I was really interested, and then I just started like practicing it, and I started playing in like my backyard, and I actually started playing as a goalie, and but I was more talented at forward, and I switched to forward, but my parents never pushed me into it. I always wanted it out of the passion of my heart, which I find really cool.
Yeah,
that is cool.
You said you started off as goalie. What, like, how has hockey changed over the years for you? Like, between switching teams, tell us a bit more about that. Like, the process of switching teams for you, or like moving up, in a sense.
Yeah. So I started off playing in Chelsea Piers for this small group called the River Rats. You know, Matthew and Francis. They also played for them for a bit, and I started to get pretty good because I practiced off the ice with my dad on the street playing inline hockey, and that was kind of a lot of players that play on my team also played for in like that River Rats team. Then it was called the River Rats because near the river. I don't know really. But yeah, that was kind of the start of everything, and then I started to get pretty serious about it, and then I moved up to this team called the 61s, and the Chelsea Pier 61s, because it's on Pier 61, and then I also got pretty good for that, and then I tried out for the Cyclones, and that's a team that I was pretty nervous to try out for, but deep in my heart, I think I knew that I was going to make it, because I trained every day like for stuff like that, and using some really cool techniques that I can talk about later and stuff like that. And then I made the Cyclones, and I've been playing there ever since, and it's been super fun, and just moving up the levels, it's also been great. And yeah, that's I guess how I've moved up from when I just started when I was 7 to right now when I'm 13.
Yeah, I'm guessing you have been on the Cyclones for a while now. I know it's a really good team, and when you got there, were you intimidated, or did you just, like, what was it like for you?
Yeah, definitely. I was intimidated because all of the players, like the Cyclones, the team that I joined, they were not good. They only won two games against the one of the worst teams in the country. And yeah, that's before I joined them. But they were made to be like this great team that everybody wanted to strive for in like the organization. And they still are that great team, but back then, and I was just thinking, I was like, oh my God, I was getting inside my head. I was like, holy crap, this team's so good. How can I ever make it? But then I just like kept on training, and it was really intimidating. I tried out and I made the team, and then I was like, everything just kept on going up from there. And now I just I still think of it as that great organization, but it's less of a pressure to like play for them because I've played for them and I know all the people and like the organization for such a long time. We're like such good friends.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like to me, like playing at your level must be like pretty intense. And it sounds like you do work, like practice, like on the ice and like off the ice as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have like a daily or like weekly like workout routine that you do every day or weekly?
Yes, I do. It's not really strict, but I do this thing. So first I do this thing called hex, nex, and flex. It sounds quite complicated, but I'll just break it down to you. There's this thing called the hex bar, and if you've heard of it, it's a hexagon. You stand in the middle of it, and there's weights on each side, and you lift up, and you're kind of like lifting weights with your legs. And then next, it's to like you go like this with it. You move your neck within. It's kind of like this thing that holds your neck back, so you work the muscles in your neck. So let's say you get hit in a hockey game, because hitting just got introduced last year into hockey. It gets introduced pretty late, but it helps like whiplash. You know, you can get a concussion from your neck going side to side and then back quickly. So I do this thing called nex and then flex. It's just to flex out my like hips and all that stuff, because that's really important in hockey. So that's something that I do every day. But then weekly I do this thing called skating the hill in down in Dumbo, you know, the big hill that like connects, that we call it Suicide Hill because it's like suicide skating up it. And in the last in on Monday and Tuesday I skated it 10 times each, so 20 times. And I normally do it like twice, and my coach challenged me to do it 20 times, and I thought it was impossible at first, but then you kind of just get into the groove of it. And I did it 5 times in the morning, 5 times in the evening, and yeah, so that's kind of what I stick by each day. And then obviously I do workouts at home with like squats and stick handling. That's like cradling the puck with your stick. So yeah, I do all of that. It's really fun. I like it. And that's like how I get better.
How much do you think all the stuff you do off the ice benefits you on the ice?
Oh, well, most of my training in hockey has actually been off the ice. But if I didn't do what I did off the ice, I honestly don't think that I would be as good, because it improves how hard it is to knock you off the puck, for somebody to take the puck away from you. And that's basically everything in hockey: containing the puck and trying to push the other team into their own zone. So honestly, if people like, because everybody on my team, they work out off the ice, they're fit. And because if you're not fit and you're playing hockey, it's really hard, because you go all out for 45 seconds and then you come back to the bench and you rest, because then you know that you'll have to just give everything in the next 45 seconds. So working out is a big part of hockey, and that's why all hockey players are extremely fit.
Who's someone that like inspires you, or what keeps you motivated like when training? Because it sounds like when you were doing those hills this weekend, as you said, you didn't think you could do them because it sounded like super tough to you. But you know, what keeps you going? Where do you find like that grit?
I find like going to the next level and just being in the NHL, because that's what I strive to do, it just makes me always think like, oh, whenever I'm doing something, the end goal is to go to the NHL. The end goal is to be the best player that I possibly can be. And somebody that inspires me a lot, obviously the cliche answer is my dad, but like obviously he does, because he pushes me and all that stuff. But In the NHL, somebody that inspires me would probably be Steven Stamkos. He's somebody that I've met a few times, and he's a really good player in the NHL. He actually just won the big award, the Stanley Cup, last year, and he captained the team, so he was like the main person on the team. And what he does is he works out at this place called Gary Roberts up in Toronto. He attracts a ton of talent in the NHL, so all other NHL players come and train with him, and because talent attracts talent, and he just inspires me to work harder and get to my end goal.
I'm wondering, I know quarantine has affected everyone and in different ways, but how has quarantine affected you in your hockey and on your team? Because I do know you just played your first actual game in over a year. So tell us a little bit more about that.
We did this thing at the beginning of quarantine before, because for like 3 months or 4 months, which doesn't might not sound like a long time, but for me it was like a lifetime. I wasn't on the ice at all, and each I would say 3 times a week, our team, we had this Zoom session where we did this workout that was hockey trained and hockey specific, and where we did a ton of squats, a ton of stretches, a ton of crunches, and that was to get us like back on the ice. And then we played on the ice in June around summer, and then kind of as COVID got worse, like it looked like the hopes of us playing a game were just like getting slimmer. But then since like the vaccine has come out, we played our first game yesterday, which was really fun. We won 8-2, and I had 2 goals, and some like it was just such a fun game to play in because we hadn't played, and everybody was just laughing afterwards. It was so fun. It felt like COVID wasn't there, even though it's like such a big part of our lives and it's affected everybody so much. Genuinely, I think it hasn't really affected my training because I think it's actually pushed me to do more because knowing that I'm not going to be on the ice, that I have to do something to keep me fit. So I kind of just ramped up my training throughout quarantine and all of that stuff. So I knew when I got back on the ice, I could perform my highest and my best.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
for me, it was the same way with soccer. You know, they canceled everything. And it was crazy because in the fall, they actually told us our spring season was canceled, like it was done. And then I think we found out like a month ago that they actually like uncanceled it. So we've been playing, we've had a couple of league games. And like you said, you know, it's just so much fun. But I was wondering, you know, like being on a team's like a big thing. And like you said, you know, your teammates, they're a big part of the game. And what's it like being on a team for you? Like,
Oh, is
oh.
it okay before I answer that if I just respond to like what you said about soccer?
Yeah, sure.
Because hockey is also probably one of the worst sports for COVID for a bunch of reasons. Like soccer's outside, hockey, with hockey, what you have to do, it's inside. A lot of people like just don't wear masks on the ice, and therefore it's really dangerous. And you're always huffing and puffing on the ice, so you just get all those like stuff out, so it's easy to get COVID. And also with hockey, something that I've heard is that all the levels like on the ice like this, they like stay the same at the same heat and the same. It's like to keep the hockey rink intact and to keep the hockey rink cold. And cold weather is also where COVID thrives. So it's kind of it's pretty hard playing hockey. There've been a few outbreaks on our team, so that's what I wanted to answer just before about hockey on a team. Playing hockey on a team, like it's basically the ultimate team sport. Like within the NBA or all of that, like Connor McDavid, one of the best players in the NHL, he's played 7 years in the NHL and he hasn't won a cup. He hasn't really even come close, and he's by far one of the best players in the NHL right now. While LeBron James, like he can just recruit players because obviously there are also less players on a basketball team. And look, I would say because in basketball you can just have like I guess one or two star players and then you win the like you can win the championship. Kind of like the Nets this year, they just like got a ton of people and they have a really good chance of winning the championship. But like in hockey, if you get a ton of good people, it's all about people around them and the culture and the team, because there's so many different parts of hockey. So it's basically the ultimate team sport. That's why hockey players are very modest and they're not like, oh, I did really well out there, I carry the team. It's great being on a team, and because everybody cares about each other and they know that they can't just carry a team to the victory or to win a championship themselves. So you have to care about everybody around you.
Yeah. Although hockey is a team sport and teamwork majorly helps like the team thrive. I know in your last season you scored 74 goals and had 63 assists. That made you the top scorer on your team. And I know it's all about teamwork, but that must have felt good.
I mean, obviously it did feel good, but everybody else on my team, we won the Long Island Championship last year, and obviously like the game-winning goal came from Grady Miller, who he batted out of midair. It was like a crazy goal because we hadn't won a championship since the first since our first year in our first tournament as like a Cyclone. So it was really fun. But I mean, obviously it feels good to like do well in hockey, but it's the ultimate team sport. And yeah, I guess I don't want to be too like, oh, I did it myself, but because obviously I didn't, and it was everybody so surrounding me and helping me.
Yeah. I mean, to hockey, like similar to soccer, there's like tons of components to it. Like it's not just, you know, five or like 11 players on a field. There's so much more to it. Yeah, I know for soccer, like us forwards, because I play forward for soccer, we just like tap in goals and it looks like we did all the celebration, but then you have your goalie in the back making like world-class saves. You know,
Or like
we
the defense shutting
right,
everybody
yeah,
down,
defense.
and the like a lot of people don't notice. They're like, oh, this person scored the goal, this person scored the goal. Well,
Right.
yeah.
Do you want to explain some of like the main components of hockey? I guess just for people who don't know, like the defense, midfield, forward, goalie, what are their jobs, that sort of thing.
Okay. So there's I think on a hockey team, there are six people on the ice. I don't know how many people are on the bench. There are four lines on offense, so four lines of three players, so there are 12 players on offense. But not all of them are on the ice at once. This is something that's kind of hard to, I guess, comprehend, because everybody just goes out really hard and then gets off, and then everything like goes on. Because in soccer, there are like substitutions, like between time and stuff like that. But with hockey, like you get on the ice, give everything. So there's a center who takes the face off, and he's like the mix between the forward and the defenseman. He has to be reliable in the defensive zone, but also he has to score and create stuff in the offensive zone. So he has to stop plays and also create plays. Then that's what I am. I'm a centerman. And that's the person who kind of who takes the face off, which is the thing at the beginning of a game when the ref drops the puck. That's how every play is kind of started. Then there's the left wingers and the right wingers who kind of focus mainly on offense and scoring. And then there are the defensemen that shut down plays and also create plays. And then there's obviously the goaltender that stops plays. And yeah, that's I guess the components of hockey. And yeah, it's a really quick game, like I said.
We've talked a lot about hockey, but for the audience who can't see it, Noah is wearing a sweatshirt that is Gleason's boxing gym. Do you want to tell us about Gleason's and boxing for you and how it benefits you?
Yeah, so before quarantine happened, I would say once or twice a week I went to Gleason's boxing gym, where I would take boxing lessons to improve my fitness. And obviously later on in hockey it becomes very important, like when you're fighting somebody, but we're not allowed to now because we're quite young. But it becomes very important later on in hockey. And also it's super hard. It's really high intensity, and not all I do with the Gleason Boxing Gym is boxing. It improves my fitness. I do like skipping, and I do push-ups, and I do like for a minute I do like all out, and then I'd rest. It's kind of like interval training, if you've heard of interval. And cycling on a bike or running on a treadmill for a while at like top speeds, because hockey is, as I said before, like an interval sport where you go all out and then you stop. But Gleason says it definitely improved my fitness a lot. And it's also because it's one of the best boxing gyms, like Muhammad Ali, and like in the country, because Muhammad Ali has gone there to like fight for to train for some huge fights against people. And it's in Dumbo, and I would cycle there every day with my parents, and then I would box, and then I'd come back. And you're like surrounded by greatness, so there's like kind of a pressure on you to do well. And I feel like I thrive under pressure, and I do well because it makes me want to compete and play harder.
You're not allowed to fight yet because you're young, but is fighting an official part of hockey?
It's actually funny you say that, because it kind of seems like hockey's trying to weed it out, because fighting actually isn't really allowed in hockey because you get a penalty for it. So fighting isn't allowed, but they're just not strict rules on it, because like if you fought in soccer or in basketball or in baseball, you'd get like a 10 game or something suspension, right? Or
yeah,
get kicked out of the game. But in hockey, fighting, it's a 5-minute penalty, and so like there's a, and a hockey game is 60 minutes. So fighting, it's like technically it's not allowed, but like everybody does it. Everybody knows that it's a main component of the game, and it can change the momentum of a game really quickly, because if one person wins a fight, it like hypes up the team, and a lot of hockey is mental, so I guess that's where it comes from.
That's actually really funny to me, because like besides like boxing and MMA and all that stuff, I like NHL and NBA, I just, it's funny that fighting is even allowed, mm-hmm. because
yeah,
like what you said about like it hyping up a team, that's just so funny to me. Mm-hmm. Because like, can't like the biggest player on a team then just target the best player on a team and just try and fight them?
The best player on the team either wouldn't accept it, and one of their line mates who is like a really good fighter would just come out and fight the other player on the team. So every team kind of has to have a tough guy for that situation. But fighting's like, back in the 50s and the 1950s, fighting was such a big part of the game. Like, every team and every player was, like, made to fight. Well, now, they're players who've played, like, a 15-year career and have never fought once. Because it's, like, it's quite rare. And only the people who actually are trained in it fight. Well, before, the people who were, like, okay at it only fought. So it's kind of, I guess, being weeded out, but it's being, it's obviously a big part of hockey, even though it's illegal.
Yeah, I find that hilarious. I mean, like, in soccer, you'll, like, I mean, obviously, like, they say, like, no swearing and stuff, but I swear a ton. I hear everyone swears a ton, that sort of thing, but no one's ever, like, fist-to-fist contact. Like, you might go, like, head-to-head with someone and, like, trash-talk them when a corner's being taken or something like that, but, you know, you'll never see someone like throw a punch. Like, you can get I'll get aggressive with it. Like, I'll just become very physical, maybe take a yellow card or two. Well, not two. I'd get kicked off the game. My coach would hate that. But yeah. Maybe take a yellow card. But the idea of like throwing like a physical like punch at someone, it's crazy how that's like been built within the sport. But I also find that kind of cool, that like that's kind of like the hockey nature, like being super rough. And that's your thing.
Yeah, and something funny that we I want to bring up. I'm not sure if I've said this already, but in this tournament that I'm playing in right now, if you fight, it's a tournament suspension. And also, last game, there was kind of a fight, but like to the side of the net, I got hit, and then like my teammates stepped in and they started pushing and shoving, because obviously if you throw a fist, then that's a, like, I guess kind of a fight. So they're just like pushing each other, and I think like in any other sport that would just not be allowed and not tolerated. But
yeah,
basketball, there are so many contact rules.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And hockey just seems like the exact opposite, with hitting being like, fights are allowed and hitting is just like super common.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey seems like a pretty dangerous sport.
Actually, it's not, because when you think about it, hockey has so much equipment. Hockey, it has a ton of equipment. You have shin pads, you have skates, you have so much stuff. You have a helmet, you have elbow pads, you have chest protector, you have gloves, you have a jersey over that, you have pants, you have like so much stuff. So it's very rare that you actually get hurt in a hockey game. Like the last game that I played last night at 8:15, I have another game today at 6 o'clock. But like it's very rare that like I came out of last game like I was sore, obviously, because I worked really hard, but I wasn't actually injured at all. And it's very rare that people are actually injured after coming out of a hockey game at my level. I mean, there are like in like as it goes up and it's more physical, it's more, but there's very rare like a major major injury in like hockey in each game, even though it sounds quite dangerous.
I feel like in soccer, like soccer definitely, it doesn't like sound as dangerous, and it honestly isn't, but like tons of people get injured and it's really weird. Like one of our players just came back, she had a torn ACL and was like out for 6 months. There's horrible knee injuries in soccer because, you know, your knees, but like I'm wondering, like, isn't it hard carrying all that gear and skating and working really hard at the same time? Like, isn't it heavy, like, playing with all that gear on? Because, you know, you have to stay protected. It's such a physical sport.
Well, yes and no, because when I first started, I thought it was, like, impossible. I thought the puck was so heavy, and I was always like, oh, I'm never going to be able to lift the puck. And that's when I was, like, 7 or 6. And I was like, oh, I'm never going to be able to lift it, because I was used to lifting a ball because I started playing inline hockey. And then I got closer and like better and better, and the equipment, it started feeling lighter and like everything. Like right now, the equipment is so light, I feel like people think that it's really heavy, because back in the day, like 20, back in the day, I say, but 20 years ago, but like 20 years ago, equipment was super heavy, equipment was really like actually a pain to wear, and people wouldn't like want to wear equipment, people would rather not wear it. But now it's just so light, and like as newer models come out in each of like the equipment lines, it just becomes so like much more light and easy to wear. And like sometimes I feel like I'm not even wearing equipment, like I'm not even wearing anything, it just feels like I'm just like wearing shorts and a t-shirt and just like a stick and gloves and skates. But I also wanted to say, like, about soccer's injuries. I was watching this thing called All or Nothing, like, Man City and All or Nothing Tottenham, and there are so many injuries, like just, also, like, small, I mean, there's also in hockey, like, small injuries, but there were, like, a ton of, like, people, like, Youngman's son, he was out for, like, 2 months or something like that, or something crazy. But yeah, like, a lot of other sports are physical, but if hockey didn't have equipment, or if hockey didn't have protection, it would be so much more dangerous, because you're skating really quickly. But I feel like people who've never played, if you started playing hockey now, and you slowly, like, started playing more, you would feel like, oh, this isn't a dangerous sport at all. It's not really, because it's very rare people get like very badly injured. There's only been like one on our team, and that was a year ago.
Yeah, there's so much gear, and you said it's got progressively better since the good old days. Do you have a favorite brand you like to wear?
Yeah, this is actually, it's funny that you say that, because I'm actually wearing the hat of it. It's called Warrior. I used to like Easton a lot, but it got bought out by another company. Easton, they also make baseball bats and stuff like that. But I really like Easton. I use their sticks. I use their socks. I used to use their gloves and like all of that stuff. But then they got bought out by Bauer, and I tried to find out like a new replacement, and then I just found a Warrior stick, and I was like, holy crap, this is like the exact same stick that I was using before, but lighter and better, and it was like newer. So I tried to find a new stick, and now I have a Warrior, and I love it so much, because a stick is a huge like component in hockey, and yeah, obviously it's like Warrior would be my favorite brand, but Bauer is the most popular. Bauer or CCM, those are two very popular brands of hockey, and basically everybody that plays hockey has to at least have one of Bauer or CCM in their stuff, because they just like kind of control the whole hockey market.
Wow. So Noah, on our podcast, we usually have a few questions that we ask every guest. And one of the first ones is, what advice would you give to a kid who's trying to, like, work hard to become, like, a pro at a sport?
One of the things that, that I would say for sure would be, work hard now, because you'll regret it later when you're older and you won't be, and you're not, like, you're, like, You're like, oh, I could have worked harder when I was 8, and I could have gone to the NHL, I could have gone to the NBA, I could have gone to the MLB, I could have done all of that stuff. So I would say just work hard while you can, and train, and go out and try to do what you want, and I guess really train hard so you can go get your aspirations. And yeah, I would say that's definitely my advice to somebody who starts playing hockey, and also have fun while you're doing it. There's no pressure to start it or anything like that.
Right. And another question we like to ask is, what's a piece of advice you'd just give to someone who's 13 in general? Just like any piece of advice you think is useful.
That's a hard question. Well, what's some advice? I don't really know. Oh, dang. I just got put under the spotlight. I would say have fun in life. I don't know. You have a lot ahead of you, and even if you don't do what you want now, and if you even if you don't, you can do a ton of other stuff later. You have so much more stuff to do. You have so much more life to live. So try to make fun of it and try to have a good time.
I think that's a wrap. Thank you so much, Noah, for being here. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure, follow. We post weekly. Go check out our merch too on Legend Designs. We have merch.
I need to buy that.
Yeah, definitely go cop some merch. And we'll see you next week.
Check out the Instagram.
Oh yeah, check out the Instagram. We made an Instagram account. It's things every 13-year-old should know. Go follow us there. More content coming there soon.
Hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah, hope
Peace
you enjoyed.
out.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Thank you guys.
Thanks for listening to Things Every 13-Year-Old Should Know.
Be sure to follow us on social media
and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
One more thing. If there's anything you'd like to know about,
or if you have an idea of someone you'd like to hear us talk with,
get in touch with us at thingseverythirteenyearoldshouldknow.com.
Thanks
Thanks
again.
again.